World. I'm John Batchelor. Washington Post headline. Putin and Xi face hurdles in bid to turn BRICS into anti-Western bloc. Filed within these hours referring to the meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa by the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. All the leadership is there save Vladimir Putin, who, because of concerns about being arrested in South Africa for a warrant for crimes, he has stayed behind in Moscow. He is representative by Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister. At the same time, Mr. Putin has addressed the assembly via Zoom. I welcome Weifeng Zhang of the Mercatus Center to comment not on Putin and Russia, but on Xi and China. Right now, the idea here is that this organization, BRICS, was not constructed out of one continent or one ideology or one part of the world. It's very much a story of bankers seeking to get investment at the early part of this century into these five disparate economies. Well, here we are, BRICS now imagining itself from the Chinese point of view as a transnational organization that can compete with and challenge the G7, the richest nations on the earth. Weifeng, a very good evening to you. What is Xi's plan? What does he want BRICS to do? And what is his timeline if there is a certain plan? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you too, John. Thanks for having me. The BRIC, it used to be called BRIC, by the way, before South Africa was included. Now it's BRICS. But it's been a long lasting effort, particularly on the Chinese side, but also by the Russians, as you have mentioned, to try to at least provide an alternative to the Western economic order. Now, it's the goal necessarily to replace it. I'm not quite sure. I think it's a hard battle to fight anyway. It would be for Beijing and Moscow. But at the minimum, I think they're trying to achieve some sort of an insurance policy by building an alliance with these other developing countries to say, well, if there's Western sanctions on us, if there's any, the relationship with the Western U.S. and Europe goes south, whether we have some alternative to figure something else out. So that has long been the goal. And obviously, it's because when it was first started, it was when all these countries were kind of what people used to call the emerging markets. So they're like up and coming. When it was first started, the Chinese economy was going so much better than it is now. And so obviously now things are very different. You know, the Russia is not doing well, particularly because of the invasion not going well. But the Chinese economy is not going well at all. So the resources are facing, there are a lot of resource constraints now in terms of what Beijing and Moscow could do, right, compared to what they're willing to. That's a lot more. And so the it's the value proposition to other countries is weaker. It's less convincing.
I note a headline in the Financial Times in these last hours. Xi Jinping pushes for acceleration of BRICS expansion. He wants more countries in. The four that are named by the New York Times are Saudi Arabia, Iran, Argentina, and Indonesia. That is not, again, a mix of countries that share borders or continents or ideologies. What do they mean? Why are they important to China? What does he want there?
China has this, because the domestic economy is not, it's kind of going toward the, it has been going toward the overcapacity path for a long time. So there's a surplus of, there used to be at least a surplus of money that needs to seek investment opportunities. But domestically speaking, a lot of stuff is overbuilt. If you look at cities, you know, a lot of empty condo buildings. So the money needs to go somewhere else. And I think this is how, similar to the Belt and Road Initiative, is how the Chinese investment seek an outlet. So BRICS is one approach they tried. And then they started the Belt and Road, which is actually when BRICS is not going so well, they thought, well, maybe we'd do something else and go somewhere else. And now it's like circling back to BRICS, perhaps it's because Belt and Road Initiative is not going well either. So a lot of challenges are facing Beijing.
The India-China conflict, I do not believe it's minor. They've had troops in the High Himalayas for several years now. In addition, China withdrew its financial relationship with India and vice versa at that breakdown. I believe it had to do with apps, but really now it's across the board, direct competition. Can these two countries work together comfortably? Is this an organization that works with the two giants of the earth next door to each other, armed camps?
Well, based on how BRICS has been, it's actually not quite clear what these countries' leaders do beyond the summits. You know, I mean, every now and then, yeah, they get together. But beyond that, like what exactly does this platform do in other times of the year between two meetings? So I think, but overall, I think the China-India relation has never been very warm anyway, but particularly because of the border conflict, it's certainly getting tougher. But I think it's from China's perspective, though, India is actually in a very interesting place because it commits to not build alliances with anyone, right? And that's, for example, on the issue of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, India has not really picked a side either. So that's at least that's disappointing to even some audiences in the US and Europe. And so perhaps to China, that signals potential opportunity, right? Because India is not picking side. Perhaps you can use money to lure them in. But obviously, the border conflict is not making that any easier.
Saudi Arabia and Iran are adversaries. They both want entrance into BRICS. Does that suit China to have two adversaries, which both are sources of needed energy for China? Is that a good thing for Xi?
From an energy standpoint, it makes sense. But I'm skeptical about how, you know, first of all, how large of a role they could play is questionable. It's not like either of them is a major investment destination or investment origin anyway. But I think overall, China is aware that in the future, the reliance on crude oil or the Middle East in general will be declining. It has been declining actually for the United States, right? Because we're moving sort of away from the energy source, and we are moving into batteries, solar power, and that much is the same actually for China. So I'm not sure how crucial that, including that, is for Beijing.
And the idea of building an anti-Western faction or bloc, we just have a few seconds. Is that realistic or a rhetoric on Beijing's part? 15 seconds.
Well, I would even say that that's a necessity, right? So China actually sees we have export control on semiconductor chips to China.
Right.
So it makes both China and Russia increasingly realize that they need something else.
Weifeng Zhang for the Mercatus Center, observing the BRICS, what we can see from outside, meeting in Johannesburg. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.